Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
First of all, he had to hit him yesterday. Like, he just couldn't get past the homestand, you know, and then he hits one, he hits two. All right, so there's two things here. Number one, did you think that Soto was going to have just an awful season? I mean, and if you thought he was going to have an awful season, I don't know what to tell you. You don't know baseball. Now, I don't think he's going to have an all-time Soto season. I've said that. I think there's going to be a little drop in stats. I don't think he hits 40 bombs like he did a year ago. Even 109 RBIs, which tied a career high, debatable. I think his OPS will be slightly lower. I think the average might be a little bit, whatever, things we've talked about. But there's no way this guy wasn't going to start mashing at some point. You even go back, like, the last 12 or 13 games, his average is much better than it is on the season. I think it's around 302 or something like that. And even the other night, that would have been Wednesday. I believe that's when Lindor led off the game with a double. He had a rocket to right field. That was 113 miles per hour off the bat exit velo. So, and speaking of average, you know, I know these guys in the morning make fun of me with this stuff, but I think it matters. 94 percentile is his average exit velo. So he's still squaring things up a little bit. Now, I want to play this for you. I think there's been two reactions to this, and I got to tell you what I believe is the right reaction. He was asked about the pressure, and maybe now he can kind of exhale a little bit, however it was framed. Then here's Juan's response.
What pressure? I mean, I don't have any pressure. These guys, I mean, Mendoza has been really clear with me to make me feel comfortable and going out there and play. I don't have any pressure at all, so it's just two homers that weren't enough to get the win, so whatever.
All right, but let me tell you what I perceive to be the wrong read on that. To me, I mean, and as soon as I heard this, I'm like, all right, I already know what I think I just heard, but I don't think it's going to be uniform. So let's get into it. What I heard there was, well, what I didn't hear was a guy who was aloof. Because I guarantee when many of you heard that, you're like, what do you mean you have no pressure, dude? You just signed for $800 gazillion. Yeah, you better have pressure. You have pressure every night to perform, pressure to win, pressure to get to the Mets in the World Series, pressure to this. You've got a lot of pressure. That's what I think, and maybe not a lot, but a decent amount of you heard. And it was taken as negative. Like, does this guy even understand what he's in here? Like, yeah, no, dude, it's going to be a microscope will be on you every night in the outfield, on the bases, at bat. You know, Mets lose a couple. You're not in the middle of it. It's coming hard, hard. So that's what I think some of you heard. What I heard. Now, Dove, I want you to play that again and listen to it again, and then I'll tell you what I believe he actually meant. Go ahead.
What pressure? I mean, I don't have any pressure. These guys, I mean, Mendoza has been really clear with me to make me feel comfortable and going out there and play. I don't have any pressure at all, so it's just two homers that weren't enough to get the win, so whatever.
Now, what I heard there. Now, that whatever is a little dismissive. That's maybe a little interesting, but, you know, whatever. But I don't want to start, you know, literally hanging and dissecting every single word. I'll just take the entire reaction, which I take is generally favorable. Entirely favorable. What I heard right there was a man who is so in tune with his craft and so immersed in his craft that he's basically averse to pressure, like pressureless. You know, I don't think he feels it. I know it's easy to say, get off to a rough start. You know, is it the pressure? I don't know. I can't get inside of his mind. I always thought, and I was going to use the word surmise, but people call me out for using that a little bit too much, so I won't use it there. I always thought that it was just, I don't know, baseball? A little hard? You know, maybe a little too simplistic for some, but I think it's hard. If that man was going to be a victim of pressure here, don't you think he would have felt it in the World Series with the Yankees before he secured the contract? Or even, I don't know, the first month of the season last year with the Yankees before he secured the big bag? Like, it didn't fit. Some people's narratives didn't fit mine. I think it's a non-story. I don't think it's a big deal at all. Now, you know, like if this little two-game losing streak begins to morph into something more, Mets bullpen a little, you know, if as Soto gets hot, some of the other components that have played very well, if they cool off and they start to, you know, stumble a little, I still think they're too talented to really go off the rails, but it is baseball, so they're not going to win 110 games. I don't even know if they win, you know, 95, 96, you know, then there will be criticism and there will be responses and we'll have that conversation all summer. But I won't, myself, I won't attribute it to pressure. The only way that I would attribute it to pressure is if it's with him, is if it's clearly visible that his strike zone has expanded to a point where he is now unnaturally approaching at bats. All right, I'm 1-for-14. I'm swinging at slop, which he doesn't do. Now, I know his on-base percentage is a little bit lower than general, but it's still really, really good, and it's only going to get better. I didn't have an issue with it. Maybe some of you did. Didn't bother me. Obviously, we'll continue to follow this. But no, I think he's pretty much immune to it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.